Up next is Read to Me.
Crazy old Maurice, eh? Crazy old Maurice. You, I'm afraid I've been thinking.
A dangerous pastime.
I know, but that wacky old coot is Belle's father, and his sanity is only so-so. Now the wheels in my head have been turning since I looked at that loony old man. See, I've promised myself I'd be married to Belle, and right now I'm evolving a plan. If I...
Yes?
Then we...
No, wishy!
Guess!
Now I get it!
Let's go!
Now one plots like a stunt!
Take cheap shots like a stunt!
Plans to persecute harmless crackpots like a stunt!
Yes, I'm endlessly wildly resourceful!
As down to the depths you descend!
I won't even be mildly remorseful.
Just as long as you get what you want in the end.
Who has brains like a stunt?
Entertains like a stunt.
Who can make up these endless refrains like a stunt? And whose marriage we soon will be celebrating. My, what a guy.
And that was Read to Me with Gaston, the reprise from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
My first note was character voice Reed from season one makes a comeback. But like, he hasn't been doing any character voices so far, so we shall see. My first note was ha ha ha, murmuring noises. Reed, you're hilarious. Those are so funny. I thought this was good for the most part. Though my only, like, real nitpick was the syncing between the two voices at the end went kind of haywire at times. But, like, for the most part, I like this. You hit that big note in the middle as Gaston very nicely, and you had a nice, powerful ending. And I thought your voices were distinct enough. Maybe a bit more nasal on the... What was the other guy's name?
LaFou.
I think if you had had a little bit more nasal quality to it, it would have been, like... more distinct, but what I thought you brought was good, and I just like this for the most part, Reed. I think, yeah, it was good. Zoe?
LaFou, I didn't hear the la. It sounded like I was missing it. I enjoyed this a lot. I mean, this is, like, Jeffrey says that shh. That was funny. You had me laughing there. For LaFou, I would have liked him to be a little bigger on some parts, because when it was him against Gaston, LaFou seemed under Gaston. I mean, Gaston's like this big old character, but I think the energy wasn't really matched with LaFou going trying to get up there with Gaston. But this was fun to listen to. Ambie?
Hold on. Where are my notes? They're there. Now I'm doing computer notes again since I've lost that notebook and I don't want to waste pages in the other notebook.
Yes, so she's going green.
I'm going green. For me, I liked the energy in this, and I liked your... I actually liked the LaFou more than I liked the Gaston, because I thought he was doing this kind of weird voice on Gaston that I was not a big fan of. He kind of seemed a little, like, stuck up, like, kind of Gaston, rather than, like, a meathead Gaston. Like, I was kind of waiting
Macho
for him
man.
To ask, like, LaFou, get me my snuff! Like, I don't know. I was not a huge... fan of the Gaston voice, but like I said, I like the LaFou voice a lot. I just thought the Gaston needed to be a little more, I guess, meat-heady. And not as... I thought it was a little proper at times. Like I said, I was like, I could totally picture Gaston, like, dressed up like some frou-frou Englishman, a la Scarlet Pimpernel, asking someone for... asking his manservant for some snuff. Like, Prince Poppycock style. I mean, it was not that... characterly played, but the voice was there where a little change in the character could have gotten, and that's what, like, the voice just made me think of, was, like, Prince Poppycock. So, yeah, that's where my mind went to. But, that said, this is probably one of the best, like, closest to right character performances of the night.
Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe we're doing...
Now that I've made you all laugh.
Beauty and the Beast proper posh version, now that I know what that means. Oh dear.
That's all I have to say. I'm not going to talk anymore.
All right. Up next is Genesis.
Riffraff, street rat, I don't buy that. If only they'd look closer, would they see a poor boy? No, siree. They'd find out there's so much more to me. Someday, Abu, things are gonna change. We'll be rich, live in a palace, and never have any problems at all.
All right, and that was Genesis?
Genesis.
I still call him JC. It's easier for me. All right, and he was singing Prince Ali. No, this is one jump ahead. One jump ahead reminds me of Aladdin.
Zelda, you really make a one-man woman show sometimes.
I didn't mean to. I know this movie. I will say, this took me back to Proud of Your Boy from last season's finale. It was like, because this is like around the same time he sings a song, isn't it? If it were to be in the movie.
Yeah. Somewhere around there.
I unplugged my headphones again. Sorry. My bad.
Yeah, roughly around the same area.
Okay. It was very soothing. You had very Brad Kane moments when you were doing, and that's the scene, Voice of Aladdin. And I didn't expect the acting bit, but it was a nice little touch. Ambie?
Yeah, I agree with Zell on the acting bit, because I was thinking, like, oh, this is such a short song, and he's probably not going to do the acting, and then, like, we don't get there, I was like, ooh, acting! My first note, as soon as I heard this, I was like, Swoon, I'm going to sing this song. This is a song that I would totally pick out for you if I had to pick out songs for you. I thought the timing in the very, very beginning was a little off, but it wasn't that bad, and, I don't know, I would have liked maybe a little bit more, melancholy, just a little bit more melancholy. But I thought that overall it was pretty good. Like, I really liked the acting. I thought the acting kind of stood out amongst it, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because this is like a singing show when the acting stood out a lot with me. But yeah, we'll see.
Jeffers? Genesis. Song choice check is my first mark, and I love this reprise. I have fond moments of this song. It kept me in performance season one. let's see. Genesis, I really like your take on this song, and I thought he had like a more of a softer take than Brad Kane does. Because Brad Kane is more like, I don't buy that. Like, he has a more like louder take, and I thought Genesis had a different, softer take on it. Like, I didn't have anything negative, really, Genesis. I thoroughly enjoyed this, and I thought it was a very good choice for you. And that's all.
I don't have anything else to say.
I'm good, all right. Too.
Okay, then we're down to our last contestant.
Miss Lash.
Lash.
Yes.
The world so close, and I'm halfway to it. Look at it all so big, do I even dare? Look at me here at last, I just have to do it. Should I? No. Here I go.
Yeah.
Just smell the grass, the dirt, just like I dreamed they'd be. Just feel that summer breeze, the way it's calling me. For like the first time ever, I'm completely free. I could go running and racing and dancing and chasing and leaping and bounding and flying, heart pounding and splashing and reeling and finally feeling.
I asked for people. I love this. I watched this movie yesterday and it was glorious. You did it. I can forgive you for the sound effects because you did this, because I love this song. And the sound effects really weren't that horrible. Just like the couple of like that Rapunzel's did were a little weird. I kind of wish that you would have like done your own over them almost.
But they had,
because it was like,
oh, let's go.
Go ahead.
But they had Pasco.
I know.
I love Pascal. I love Pascal. But then, like, you could hear, like, the arrows and the sound of her hair. And
yeah.
I didn't hear any grass and dirt, though.
I heard the grass. I heard the grass.
Okay. I didn't hear the grass. I don't think I heard the water either when she's like, oh, whee. Anyways.
Were there, like, the birds? That wee at the end? Poof.
We have your birds.
Oh, yeah. We have frogs.
There's the birds.
Frogs.
My thing with it, though, was I don't know if you got the notes all correct on this. It kind of seemed like you weren't completely comfortable with the song. Like, some of the notes, like, on the, just smell the grass, that are just, like, I knew they'd be, summer breeze, how it calls to me, those, like, long notes at the end of phrases seemed a little off pitch to me, and I couldn't tell if they were over or under, if they were sharp or flat, but they just didn't seem right. But then it might not have been the notes themselves, but how you were forming the words, because I thought that you formed some of the words a little weird. Like that last, now's when my life begins, I thought the last begins sounded a little odd for me, and I just want a little bit more softness in it. I thought you were a little harsh for Rapunzel's voice. I don't know, I want a little bit more like naiveness and innocence within you, like, yeah, girliness. I don't know.
Like, just that, a little more Giselle, I guess.
A little more, like, she's not Giselle, because Giselle's a stupid moron. But just a little bit more. I mean, like, some. Well, she is. Come on.
How about
she
a little more Ariel on land?
A little more Ariel on land. That's a bit better. I mean, come on. Giselle eats a freaking fish out of a fish tank and then spits it into Jodie Benson's cup. Yes, she does. And that is Jodie Benson in that movie. That is Jodie Benson in that movie. She's the receptionist. Yep. But yeah, no, I just need a little bit something softer with the character. I thought it was a little harsh and the notes were a little pitchy at times, and I thought the ending begin was formed oddly. Okay, moving on. Jeffers.
Lash. I agree with Ambi for the most part and pretty much everything. Just like, it was just a little too harsh overall, or not harsh. It was too like crisp sounding. Like, I don't know. It just like really like, when it started, I was like, whoa, it's a little strong for my liking. And the part right after when she like jumps off the tower, the smell the grass, the dirt, I thought like that part, you came in too strong as well. I was like, whoa, Lash, hello. Instead of just kind of like easing into the notes and the phrasing of that section. But I did like the nice build at the end, and you really had a nice hold on the last begin apart from the beginning. So not bad at all, Lash. But could be better. Zell?
My actual first note is Pascal, starry eyed face. Yes, that's my first note. Iffy notes. This probably goes with Ambie's. And then for me, when she was doing the part where it was building the da 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 da, it starts to feel a little screamy for me. Or that might be what Jeffers and Ambie were saying. That it was either too scream. It was either harsh or strong, like you guys are saying. But for me, the word that I have down is screamy. Like, it's starting to get a little too, not, maybe not screaming, but
yelly.
Yeah. That's about it.
All right, so we have spoken over who is winning tonight, and we've come to a consensus. And who wants to make that announcement?
I won't.
Not me.
They,
you
like,
will?
They, like, cornered me into, make like, picking and stuff, so, nope. I'm
oh,
not,
oh, so, I'm wait, not. did I just get the it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm it. Okay, so, winning tonight is going to be... Read to me. And... Ooh, and Genesis. Because we... At the end of the day, all agreed that both of you were pretty much on the same level for us, and we really couldn't, like, pick between the two of you. Like, we liked you both, and we couldn't say, like, well, I liked him more than I liked him. So at the end of the day, we decided, what the hell, give them both immunity. So you both have immunity for tomorrow night. Yay!
Yay!
Which is good.
This will not happen all the time. This was just kind of happened tonight. Don't expect this every week. Congratulations, Reed, to me and Genesis. Well, you both have immunity for tomorrow.
I hope not. I'm not going to be here next week, at least for the immunity challenge, so.
Aww. Yeah. Next week, everybody gets immunity because Jeffers isn't here. Woo! The party! Woo! No, you don't.
No. Aww. Everybody's like, aww.
Speaking of next week's immunity, Zelina is going to introduce it because it was her idea. I don't get it. Let her do it.
It's pretty much same letter, song, or source material. It used to be, it was originally a song, but then they're like, nah, it's going to be too hard for people to find something.
Yeah,
so I'm like, okay,
what
fine.
About,
can you,
can you please explain
can you please explain it more to them? Because I don't think they're going to understand what that means by that.
Okay, the same letter meaning if your name is, let's say, Faded Fampton, you can either have a song that starts with an F, or a source material, film, stage, TV, like, that starts with an F.
So like Fantasia or something?
Well, that's all.
So Fantasia is all music.
Well, I mean, theoretically speaking, if it had like...
Theoretically speaking, if there were words set to the Fantasia songs, you could sing from Fantasia.
Right. Like, also, who's the other one that I had? Like Maddie, Millie, and all our M's.
Mm-hmm.
You could do either a song from Mulan, because it starts with an M, or you can do a song... that starts with an M, like Mine, 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 or Make a Man Out of You. So
Mother Knows Best.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Knows Best, yes.
Now, are we going to count the word the, if the word starts
no.
with the, or the movie
Articles
starts with the?
Okay. Articles do not count. Articles do not count.
Okay.
All right.
And this, yeah. And those will be due on the 17th of July at 11:59 EST p.m.
So that was the immunity, and as we always do, we're going to do the main as well.
Yes.
Up to Jeff.
So round four, your next main, is going to be Unsung Disney, A Cursed Theme by Zell, who was so nice to assign you guys that one. Ambie and
yeah,
I have
yeah.
nothing to do with this one. Like, no joke. It's also
no, like, Zell is, like, kind of mad at us for, like, pushing all the blame on her this week, but, like, this week was, like, a double Zell, what the hell are you doing Zell week? No offense, Zell. But, yeah.
She's evil.
She
and
is.
You'll know.
You're about to find out in a second, because Jeffers, explain what this is.
Okay, so basically, Unsung Disney is your task is to take any song in all of Disney creation and so forth, except those that were sung this season in round one, round two, and...
Round three,
yeah,
because
round
this week
three.
Coming up is round three.
And
we're recording
all of auditions. Which is
and that sounds drastic, but if Zelina had her way, you wouldn't have been able to sing songs that were sung last season as well. So this is actually lenient.
You have, like, nothing left.
There's a reason why I'm quiet.
I am actually making a list for you right now of all the songs that have been sung this season. So basically, it's anything that is not on this list you can sing. Anything at all.
Yes.
Anything. Uh-huh.
Anything. Ooh.
Good luck, you guys.
Right,
I don't.
Ambie's being a creeper.
So that means we won't get any more curse songs.
Yay!
Yay! Oh, thank God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Go look.
All right. Is there anything else? Anything else?
I don't
no?
think so. No.
All right. In that case, we are done. So.
Good night.
Have a good night, everybody. And see you tomorrow night. For the main round, the Sounds Like Challenge, where people have to sing the songs, sung by voice actors that are not by the characters they originally did.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. See you tomorrow.
Very interesting round.
See you.